Chapter 4. The party broke up after supper about 12:15. Seeing her visitors off, Olga Mihalovna stood at the door and said, "You really ought to take a shawl. It's turning a little chilly. Please, God, don't catch cold."
"Don't trouble, Olga Mihalovna," the ladies answered as they got into the carriage.
"Well, goodbye.
Mind now, we're expecting you. Don't play us false."
"Woo!" The coachman checked the horses.
"Ready, Denis. Goodbye, Olga Mihalovna.
Kiss the children for me." The carriage started and immediately disappeared into the darkness. In the red circle of light, cast by the lamp in the road, a fresh pair or trio of impatient horses and the silhouette of a coachman with his hands held out stiffly before him would come into view. Again there began kisses, reproaches, and entreaties to come again or to take a shawl. Pyotr Dmitrich kept running out and helping the ladies into their carriages.
"You go now by Ephraim of China," he directed the coachman.
"It's nearer through Mankino, but the road is worse that way. You might have an upset. Goodbye, my charmer. Mille compliments to your artist.
Goodbye, Olga Mihalovna, darling.
Go indoors, or you..."